I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Well, this will be St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone, on Monday when this is released. Today, I have a special guest here, Mr. Colin from Greenwood. I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell you a little bit about his time here in Washington Local.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Christy. So I've been at Greenwood for 18 years and Washington Local for 18 years as well. I am in my 27th year of education, and I love my job. I love my kids at Greenwood. I love my staff. We have a great community out there, and I wouldn't want to be anyplace else here in Washington Local.
And if you know Mr. Colin or Greenwood, you know that is absolutely true. So he's anytime he can. In fact, right now he's wearing his orange and black. He usually has Greenwood on or what, Mr. Colin?
Pittsburgh or Michigan. Those are the, or Whitmer. I got four now. So
okay. Yep. All right.
If you know Greenwood, you know Mr. Colin.
Yes. So
for sure.
We're happy to have him here today. We want to talk a little bit about some elementary things coming up this year and into next year. So let's start with, and since you're here, this is kind of registration season coming up for our kindergarten students, and we're always kind of trying to round them up. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So kindergarten registration is a very important time. I mean, if it's your first child coming into Washington Local Schools, it's a can be a a scary time. You're looking to send your child away for 7 hours a day, but the sooner we get it done, the sooner we can make the preparations to know how many children we have coming into each of our classrooms, getting them tested, and getting them ready for school.
So right now, if you want to register, call our registration office, get online. It's all on our website. I think KP did.
Yes.
It started. Opened, yes. Right?
It opened March 1st.
Okay. So any student, whether you're coming new, moving into the district, or kindergarten, please register because we like to know that you're coming our way.
So I think I know the answer to this, but is there a time if I have a kindergartner that I could come to Greenwood and like see, show my kid around, kind of ease the anxiety before the first day of school?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, listen, at Greenwood, I welcome tours. I give multiple tours every year, not just for our kindergarten families, but anybody who's thinking about coming into Washington Local, coming into Greenwood, you give us a call and I'll give you the grand tour. We'll take you around to all the classrooms. We'll show you all the fun stuff we're doing. And because that is important, some of the kids do come in with a lot of anxiety. And if there's anything we can do to ease that anxiety, you know, we're all for it.
And curricularly, we have changed some things too, where the first, 2 weeks of school or whatever, they start doing some things with the kindergartners to get them acclimated, and it's really about comfort.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we used to jump right into testing and the ABCs and math right off the bat, and what we found is if we do like kind of a slow roll, you know, get them introduced to school, get them introduced to our staff and our teachers and our teams, it makes the anxiety, it's a whole lot less for them, you know? So we've done that. This upcoming year will be our second year we've done it. We have a district-wide program that we do, a district-wide topic, so that every kid in the whole district is getting the same information and the same programming. And it was really successful for us last year.
Yeah, and it's important that it's not only at Greenwood. We do that everywhere.
We do that everywhere. And just like the tours, everywhere. So if you are coming new to the district, just contact the building office. Principals, counselors are very good about helping. And sometimes we've had it over the summer when school's out because maybe a student doesn't want to come when there's kids in the hallway. So they will meet your needs. Just give the office a call. So,
yeah, the sooner the better, because sometimes our schools, the kindergarten classes do fill up. Mm-hmm. And you'll always have a spot in Washington Local someplace, but it may not be at your home school if you don't get in there soon enough.
Yes, good point.
Absolutely.
So you have been declared the resident expert, I think, on camp. Can you talk a little bit about camp, Mr. Colin?
Yeah, camp. I love camp. I love when I was in school, I went to, it was actually 4-H camp. I didn't go to like a sixth grade camp the way we do here in Washington Local, but I went to 4-H camp all the way through my 20s. I was a counselor, and it's always been a big part of my life. So when I got into education, that's something I wanted to make sure that experience continued for all of our students here. So we've traditionally gone to sixth grade camp for the last about 10 years or so. And now we're actually going to be making a transition into a fifth grade camp with our new middle school opening up.
Yeah, and then that's been a big hot topic. You know, what about sixth grade camp? So next year we'll run fifth and sixth grade. All fifth and sixth graders will get the opportunity to go to camp. And then it will become a fifth grade kind of culminating of your elementary experience at that fifth grade year. So
yeah, absolutely. I thought it was important to keep it at the elementary level. You know, it's like you said, it's a culminating experience, you know, and if you're concerned about the age difference between the sixth grade and the fifth grade, as far as leaving home, you know, at Greenwood, we actually went for fifth grade camp for about 20 years. Ooh. And then we switched it up to sixth grade camp just so that we were the same, you know, throughout the district with everybody going in sixth grade. So my fifth graders went for a long time and we had no problems there. You know, it's a amazing experience. They're going to go up to Camp Copnaconic. So that's up around, if you know Bronner's, the Christmas plants up in Michigan. It's up around there. They're going to go kayaking. They're going to do zip lining. They're going to do high ropes courses. They're going to build campfires. They're going to tell stories and do skits and have amazing food. And they're going to sleep in a cabin. It's just the most amazing experience. You know, for our families out there, what I can tell you is, you know, every year there's, you know, a handful of kids in every school that just don't want to go, right? And typically the reason behind that is they've never been away from home and they're nervous about leaving. So what I encourage all my moms and dads out there, please encourage your children to go. I promise you they're going to be okay, because the one thing I can tell you is that the kids that are the most nervous about going, once they get up there to camp and they see what it's all about, they're the ones that come back with the biggest smiles on their faces, and they're so excited and happy, and then the stories go on all year long.
And they're exhausted. Like, they do not sit up there and miss you. They are moving from the time they get up until the time they lay down.
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much expects. So typically the kids get back to, you know, Washington Local around 1 o'clock or so on that Friday. You're going to get them home. You know, they may have a little snack when they get home, and then they're going to lay down, and then you might not see them again until the next morning, because, I mean, they're exhausted. And if you are interested in volunteering as a camp counselor, we might not see you for 2 days, because it is just as hard on the adults, except we don't have the energy that these 12-year-olds have.
Yeah. Since we're sending 1,000 kids next year, 5th and 6th grade, I got to travel up to camp with Mr. Colin this, when did we go? In the fall. So it was nice because I've never been up there. And really, what an awesome opportunity for our families. It really is nice. I did not participate in any ropes courses, but I did. I'm sure the kids absolutely love it because it's a great facility. So
yeah. I mean, it's so many first experiences. I mean, to me, that's what I try to do at Greenwood is give our students, our children experiences, life experiences, you know, and camp. Checks so many of those boxes off.
The Washington Local Foundation has partnered with us. You want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we understand camp is expensive, and we've really worked hard to keep the cost of camp down over the years, especially when you compare it to some of our neighboring schools. But the cost of camp going in, it's at the top, is $165. However, our Washington Local Schools Foundation has secured a grant that is going to reduce the cost of camp by $30 for every single 5th and 6th grader next
year.
That's
incredible.
You know, so that's right there, we're starting down to $135. And then with fundraising and various things, each school is doing something a little bit different. You can almost get camp paid for, depending on the effort that you put into it.
That's awesome. And I said earlier, we're sending about 1,000 students, and so everyone's getting $30 off. You can do the math, but that's a $30,000 commitment from the Washington Local Foundation for our students. So, again, we believe in camp, and we're excited about camp. So, more to come.
Yep.
Can parents make payments?
Absolutely. You know, I take payments all year long. You know, you can come into your school office. I mean, check with each individual school for what their policies are and how they do it. But I can tell you at Greenwood, you know, we do camp payments. If you want to do $10 per paycheck, you know, we'll take that $10, we'll put it in their account, and we'll make credit for it. You know, we want to make sure that every child has the ability to go to camp. You know, we make sure finances are not a reason not to go.
And then one more topic. I know Mr. Bernhardt was on earlier in the year and talked a little bit about swim, but I think it's just another great program their elementary principals can talk about. Can you speak to the swim program?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, our swim program is one of a kind in this area. I mean, I don't know anybody else in Northwest Ohio that doesn't have a pool in their own school district that has swim lessons offered for their students. I mean, it's heartbreaking every summer. You know, you hear the stories of a child losing their life somewhere in Ohio and Northwest Ohio. And, you know, when we first started talking about this, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, that was the goal. You know, we want to make sure that every single one of our children in Washington Local Schools, that if they're giving an opportunity to get swim lessons, that if they're in a situation where they're in danger, they have the ability to save their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what we've done. So the swim lessons are fantastic. They take a swim test the first day, and then the kids get divided up into three groups, you know, the high-end swimmers, the mid-line swimmers, and the kids that aren't coming in with, you know, very much swimming ability at all. Because that's one of the things we take for granted, I think, in our lives, is that every kid gets to go swimming, you know, and not every kid does. You know, I was talking to one of my students, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, and they told me that they had never been in a body of water in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, not a pond, not a lake, not a swimming pool, never. You know, so this is just another life experience that we're able to offer them in Washington Local Schools. So
we know in Washington Local, every student in second grade has been in a body of water because we make sure that they get there and they learn some safety lessons. So
that's correct. You know, and we're so grateful to our local YMCAs for partnering with us to make this happen, because it's without them, we wouldn't have that opportunity.
And I say the number 500 because we have about 500 students in each grade level. So that's 500 second graders we're putting through. And we use two YMCAs because we're a big group. But again, great partnership and great program for our students.
Yeah, and the kids are completely safe. You know, many of our staff will get into the pool. I'll get into the pool. So there's plenty of adults in there. Because it's just like with camp, there's parents that are extremely nervous when they go. There's kids that are nervous because they've never been, you know, but once they get there, and the most amazing thing is watching that kid that doesn't want to get in the water, doesn't want to get his or her head wet. And it's, you know, we walk them through it those first couple of lessons, and then by the third, fourth, fifth, and by the eighth lesson, the eighth is the final one, they're loving every second of it. And any amount of, you know, difficulty we go through to get them to that point is all worth it to see the smile on their face when all of a sudden they love water.
I have seen it. I went to the first session and saw a kid who did not even want to get his ankles wet to the last session where he was diving headfirst into the water, having the time of his life, and was confident. Because you think about it, it's not just deciding to swim. It's a kid who 5 years from now gets pushed in or falls into a body of water. It's really about the safety component more than it is about the fun, but they're having fun while they're doing it, which is really cool.
Do you worry about getting your hair wet, Mr. Colin?
Well, I did cancel my hair appointment this morning to
be
come
on this
in
podcast
here for this,
thank you, we appreciate
Mr. Colin is follicle deprived, so
happened very young. It's all genetic, folks. You know, but I think the best part there is at the end of the swim lessons, they open up the water slide at the West and the Francis family, and they get to go down the water slide if they pass the swim test by then.
Before we end this episode, I ask everyone on the podcast, you've been in Washington Local, you said 20 years. Tell me a moment or a memory that really sticks out to you as one of your favorites.
Gosh, there's so many. I mean, a lot of, you know, obviously at Greenwood, I'm very into our athletics, you know, there with our football and our wrestling teams there. And I remember our sixth grade team, you know, we went from, you know, not winning a game for over a decade to winning a championship with Whitmer's own Joey Morales on the team that year. That's one that sticks out. You know, every year when we go to camp and I see a kid that, you know, we've taught kids to ride bikes at camp, you know, because they haven't had that opportunity. You know, you see that glow in their eyes when all of a sudden they take off and they're riding a bike for the first time as a 12-year-old. Absolutely amazing. I mean, anything that involves, you know, that experience for our kids and the smile on their face when, whether it's in the classroom and they get it, or it's a sporting experience that they win their team or they win that match, or just something that puts a smile on a kid's face. I mean, those are my favorite moments every year.
And I think it's so important. We always talk about this, but if kids are engaged in school in any capacity, because a lot of things you mentioned really weren't even the academic pieces. Those are, of course, are happening. But if you are engaged in school and it's a positive experience, you're just going to get so much more out of it. You're coming more often, your attendance is better, and you're going to get more out of what you're putting into it. So thank you for sharing those moments. Yeah. Thank you for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!